Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Star Dish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hi, this is Aidan Turner on Star Dish Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Star Dish Radio. The time is now 9:47 a.m. I am Joanne Kubicek, your host. In just a short minute or two, we are going to be welcoming award-winning journalist Lester Holt from Dateline NBC, The Today Show. He fills in sometimes for Brian Williams on Nightly News. I'm sure everyone is familiar with him. He's going to be talking about a special he's doing on this coming Sunday that'll be airing, and it's called Lost in Suburbia. They follow three families who encounter poverty like they've never seen it before. You know, it's that old adage, you never know how it really is until it happens to you. And unfortunately, it's happening to a lot of people in this country right now, and according to the report, people that live in suburbs are encountering poverty now more than people that live in the cities. And that's a drastic turn, and it's a big eye-opener. There's always a story out there how someone has it worse than you, which is true, but, you know, when you're in your own worst hell, it's yours, and to you there's nothing worse than that. So I can empathize with that whole story there. They're following three families that are based in Colorado, and there are some pretty interesting stories to tell. I encourage everyone to watch this. It's Lost in Suburbia to air Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Lester will give the viewers a shocking and personal look into suburban poverty in America. So make sure that you do tune in for that. Lester should be joining us in just a moment. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Hey, this is Katarina Graham from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. As I said, we're going to have Lester Holt from Dateline NBC, The Today Show, award-winning journalist, call in, and here he is. Thank you so much for calling in, Lester.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, anytime. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yes, I adore your pieces. So I was explaining to everybody what we're going to talk about. Dateline America Now, Lost in Suburbia, which is going to air Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m., 7 Central. Tell us how you went about choosing these three families in Colorado.
Well, we wanted to find the faces of a new form of poverty we haven't heard much about, and that's poverty in the suburbs. There are more poor people living in suburbs now than in cities, and we chose the area around Boulder, Colorado, that, you know, according to Money Magazine, has some of the nicest communities in the country. But it was representative of the trend that we're seeing everywhere of these families who were struggling, you know, behind the doors of what looked like, you know, nice, expensive homes in nice neighborhoods. And through working with one of the social service agencies there, we identified three families who allowed us to bring our cameras in. This goes back to last fall, and really chronicle their struggles and their slide, you know, from a middle-class lifestyle to below the poverty line. These are families that, you know, like a lot of folks in the recession, you know, lost their jobs, but they thought they'd be okay, that they'd find another job. And they didn't, but it was okay because they had, you know, they had saved that 3 months in the bank of salary, and so they got by, and then they, you know, depended on family to help them out. Well, now we're starting to see them surface as they hit that point. They're reaching out for food stamps, and they're going to food banks, and they're getting rental assistance. And, you know, it's an eye-opener, and it reminds us how close to the edge a lot of us are. And, you know, these are folks that, you know, have not been really open about being poor because they live in these nice places, but they're starting to, you know, come forward. And through the faces of these three families, we're really identifying this trend that appears to be happening in suburbs across the country.
And this recession has definitely taken a toll on families as well, marriages. From what I understand, like one of them, it kind of hurts their marriage a little bit with everything that's going on, and they're hiding behind a facade. You know, they want to uphold that image because everybody, there's a stigma to people who are on Medicaid and food stamps as they have to be people that live in inner city projects.
Yeah, I mean, and there shouldn't be, of course, but
there,
yeah, yeah, but there is. Yeah, one of the moms, you know, we talked to, she says, you know, she hit that point. She realized she had to go to a food pantry to feed her family. But, you know, before she went, she put her hair in a bun, she put a hat on, she put sunglasses mm-hmm. on. She gets to the food bank and drives around the block a couple of times looking for a, you know, back door. You know, she was afraid of running into someone who would see her because she wanted to keep up that facade that everything's okay. This is the right. same mom who explains that, you know, she and her husband's marriage has crumbled during all this. The strain of not having jobs, or in their case being underemployed, has been huge. And their counselor and they allowed our cameras in their sessions. And you'll see it as they lay it all out. I mean, it's your fault. You're not looking hard enough for a job. Well, it's your fault. You're being too picky in finding a job. And, you know, the kids, of course, are wondering what happens next. It's an eye-opener. It's a little uncomfortable to watch at times. But as I said, I think that, you know, folks will look at it and go, you know, that could be me, or maybe that is me, or maybe mm-hmm. I'm, you know, just a paycheck away from being in a situation like that.
Sure, and I think everybody kind of goes around that aren't in that situation. Well, that'll never happen to me. I'm not worried about that. You know, it's not going to affect me. But it does. In one way or another, it does. Even though, you know.
It does, yeah. And the thing is, you know, there are chronic poor in this country, and many of them understand the safety nets that are out there, how to find them. In this case, these are people, you know, who in some cases used to give to, you know, nonprofit agencies that would help the low income. Now, they're in that situation. They're not sure where to turn. So part of mm-hmm. our story is watching them as they try to navigate the system. You know, where can I get help paying the rent? And the other reality is, you know, to get that rental assistance, they're told you have got to adjust your lifestyle. You got to crank it all down. You got to give up that cable TV, you know, the mm-hmm. internet, all those things that, you know, that seem so such a part of their life. And that's a real reality check when someone, you've been in charge of your destiny all this time. Now someone's saying you're spending too much. You have got to cut and cut to the bone, and that's hard.
Sure, definitely. What do you think? I mean, politics plays a big role in how all this fell into place. How do you think that people that watch this special will view the candidates now when it comes to election? Because there are state cuts everywhere, and every state has a different poverty level. So some people who are living on the brink don't even qualify for this type of assistance.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we don't get into policy or politics or any of that, but I think you'll watch this, and what it will remind you is that, you know, we are still in trouble. We heard that last unemployment reporting a week or so ago, 8.2%. But, you know, this is a face of the unemployment situation that you don't see a lot, again, because most of these people are hiding. And, mm-hmm. you know, it will remind people of where we are. Now, what they do with that politically, that's up to them. But it reminds folks that, you know, we talk about a recovery, and technically we're not in a recession. But, you know, we're still hurting, and people are still hurting on a lot of levels. And, you know, mm-hmm. don't tell any of these people that you'll see in our story that there's a recovery, because in their world, you know, unemployment's 100%. I think it's an important story. And, you know, recession or no recession, it's important for all of us to realize that, you know, a lot of us walk on the edge, you know, mm-hmm. often through no fault of our own. And
right.
don't get me wrong, I think some people will want to judge the individuals in this story of, you know, maybe they were living too high in the hog, or maybe they've made wrong choices. But, you know, you put that aside and watch, and I think, you know, you might just relate. You might see something in there that you know, that will hit a little close to home.
Absolutely. And I mean, on a personal level, I'm looking forward to this, because I was in this position. When I was 32, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I went through everything that I had. And at the time, my job, the woman that I worked for, kind of held back on our premium, so I had no insurance. And if it wasn't for my mother and father and state assistance and whatnot, you know, me and my kids could have been living under a cardboard box under I-95. So I'm really looking forward to see this.
Yeah, that's a cold reality, and none of us like to think that we could be there.
Right.
You know, but there are these safety nets out there, and
mm-hmm.
you know, part of, you know, these folks had some shame in accepting it, but you know what? In some cases, their tax dollars paid for it, or, you know, they had even contributed to these things.
Right.
Policymakers will argue entitlement and this and that, but if it's there and you need it, you know, go for it.
Right. I totally agree. And, Lester, I'm looking forward to this. Like I said, everybody, it airs Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m., 7 Central, Dateline's America Now, Lawson, Suburbia. Lester, it's been a great honor to have you on my show. Like I said, I'm a big fan, and I look forward to
watching it. Thanks for letting me come on and talk about it. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Lester Holt, everybody. Yes, I'm like a big fan right now because I am a huge fan of his. I like watching him. But you guys definitely will have a good inside look into this this weekend. And like I said, it's something I've experienced myself, so I'm looking forward to it. Everyone, you have a good weekend. Till next time, this is Joanne Kubicek, Star Dish Radio.